Walk Great Wall of China. So the thing about that is it's super long and like it all looks exactly the same, right? Like, how special is it?
Different views, and it's incredible.
It's just a big wall. There's a dike in the south end of New Bedford if you want to walk on walls. What's up, everybody, and welcome to episode number 40 of With My Next Pick, a show where we
season two. Episode 10.
It is season 2, episode 10, also known as episode 40, a show where we draft a random topic and let you guys vote to decide who you think picked the best team. I'm your host, Topa, and unfortunately I can't draft alone, so I brought along two dingleberries. Justin.
I am a dingleberry.
And Kevin.
I don't know if I qualify as a dingleberry. I might be too big to qualify as a dingleberry.
Yeah, he's a whole turd. He's a whole turd.
You're a whole poop. And I brought a third dingleberry today. Nate, what's up, buddy?
What's up? And Dingleberry here.
Just so our fans know, because I don't know if you announced his last name. Nate who?
E is his last
Nate,
name.
Don't say it, Nate.
Not doing it.
Come on. Topa, give it your best. Give it your
I
best
I don't have
go.
It in front of me, so it's hard.
It's on his Zoom name. Read
it's
it.
It's right there. And you can't give Justin crap for not being able to read.
can I? Elatorio.
That was close. That was close. Not bad.
Elatario.
There we go. Kevin's got
Elatario.
It.
What it was is the I and the E. And
yeah, you know, those vowels are tricky.
As you can probably guess by the new voice you're hearing, this is our September audience invasion. Nate has been trying to invade basically since episode one.
Yeah, you know what he is? He's like a Viking. Like, that's what he is. He's been trying to get in, trying to pillage the shit out of the show since the start.
And we finally... I'm pretty sure if it wasn't for Nate, we wouldn't even have Audience Invasion. It was his idea. I'm almost positive. We just ran with it. So
I don't know if it was actually his idea or...
I'm pretty sure it was.
I'm pretty sure it was his idea.
I think when I said something, Kevin texted someone. He's like, are you in our meetings? Because we just were talking about this.
Important to note about Nate, huge fan of the podcast. So much so that he sent me a text one day, and it reads as follows. Send me a recent picture of you three. I surprisingly haven't Facebook stalked anyone yet, and I have no clue what either of them look like. So I proceeded to say, just click on their Facebook. He said, easier to wait for you. I sent him pictures of Christopher and Kevin. He responded back with a picture of the dentist from The Hangover and says, are you sure that's not Topa?
Well... I'd be okay with that.
That's what I was picturing.
I guess.
You know, I'm not going to be mad about it.
And then he said Thursday's experience was going to be a whole new podcast for him now that he knew what you guys looked like. Then got on the Zoom call and was still surprised that you guys looked what you looked like.
After seeing photos of us, Nate did just tell me that I looked fatter than he thought I was.
but I meant that in the best way possible.
In the best way. So anyways, me and Nate are no longer friends. Our last episode, we did 2000s TV dramas. And speaking of drama, this draft had quite a bit of drama.
Yeah. Hold on. I don't really care about you and your drama. Nate, what did you think? What did you think about this episode? Did you like this one?
After listening to this episode, I kind of made me realize that I watch zero drama TV. Like, I just watch trash TV like Jersey Shore and Big Brother and stupid crap like that. So
I assume I got your vote when we did reality TV shows, right?
Yeah, you definitely
not,
did.
Not because you're a terrible person.
Yeah, you know what? I don't like you enough to vote for you, but I think you had some good shows on there that made me like really, holy crap, Flavor of Love. Yeah, it was good stuff. But I think I still voted for Justin.
Ah, well done.
He's a sim dog through and through.
I'm a sim dog, lifelong sim dog here.
I love that. I've always liked you. I've always liked you, Nathaniel. I've always liked you.
This should have been my first win. It should have been because there was a trade on the show. And if you've been listening to the show, you know that we have a two-thirds rule. If two-thirds of the people think it's okay, it's okay. On the
Hold on, Christopher. We have a few rules.
We have a couple other rules, too.
Uh-huh.
I'll get to those later.
I 100% agree with you, Christopher. But it's also a very written-in-stone rule that when you put it on the paper, it's stuck. Yep.
That is true. That is true.
And you fought us. And you fought us tooth and nail. And every time Justin and I tried to say this trade was going through, you didn't allow it. You shot us down.
Well, we also have another rule where the loudest person on the podcast is typically the one that's right. Unfortunately for me in this situation, I think that was me. However,
you Putin'd us. You silenced the majority. That's what you did.
Wait, so did it go through or did it not go through?
The trade counts, Nate.
I don't think it does.
Nate, do you think the trade should count? Would you like to see draft pick trading here on With My Next Pick?
Well, I never saw it prior to that episode, so I didn't think it was a thing. But then
it's not a thing.
We were going to introduce it. It was a season two.
Ah.
You know, It was breaking news.
Hold on, Toba. You can't pretend like we were going to introduce it when you spent the entire last episode saying it wasn't allowed.
All of a sudden, he's like super excited about it when he was like, "No, I wrote it down."
That's because I won, finally.
No, on the
Facebook, and then Kevin, being a scumbag as we all know he is, went onto the Twitter and was like, "I'm going to put different lists than we have on the Facebook so that he could get some votes." Not only
did I get some votes, I crushed it.
All this shows, Kevin, is that you got fleeced. You were like the Brooklyn Nets GM when he traded like 71 first round picks for three aging, all should have been superstars. You were basically the worst trader of all time, the worst general manager of all time.
Thank God I have a great commissioner who won't allow such trades to go through, such unbalanced trades. So thank you, Chris Topa. Thank you for saving me.
Thank you for being a fair commissioner, Christopher. So, more importantly, still winless in season two.
Yep.
As the commissioner, I'm putting an asterisk on that. I think I should get at least half a win for this.
Nope. No. That's not how that works.
Two-thirds majority. No.
I'm with, Darren and Eric both think Kevin is a scumbag. I couldn't agree more.
I already wrote this down. I won.
I want the record to show just because I may side with Kevin on this specific matter does not mean that I do not believe he's a scumbag.
Nate, you have final ruling on this as the guest. We're going to give it to you because I hate Kevin.
I can respect that, Nate. You get to choose who won this. You can choose I won, you can choose Topa won, or you can choose that this is no victory.
You can call no contest if you'd like.
Yeah.
Oh, man, on the spot right here. Man, so since it seemed like pretty much that it was an agreement once the podcast, when I was listening to it, that it was going through because Justin and Kevin were like gung-ho about it. But then I thought there was no trading, so I don't know which way to go. So for that reason, I'm nixing it. I'm saying,
Oh man.
I'm saying it's a done deal. Nope.
It's our first ever no contest. It was my next pick history. He called me fat. He called me fat. He stole my win. One more strike and you're out of here.
Not only does that keep me in first place in the standings, but it keeps Topa winless, more importantly.
Winless.
Yeah, honestly, that's the thing I care more about is Topa not winning.
I don't even care about winning anymore. I just don't want him to win.
Yeah. Justin, we're going to be making more trades to make sure.
Yeah.
Oh, no more trades. All right, normally here we'd have our victory lap, but since Nate declared there's a no contest, I guess instead of having a victory lap, Nate, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, your experiences with the show, and whatever else you want to talk about.
Nate here, biggest fan, long time sim dog, lifelong sim dog here.
First time, long time.
Oh boy.
You love to hear it, folks.
Well, long time Kevin hater too, even though I barely know him.
Yeah, that I can subscribe to.
That I can get behind, yep. Plus one.
Retweet.
I don't know what it is, but it's not just me. People love to hate you, Kevin. I don't know if you're trying to go for that, but it's fun to hate you. But you kind of seem like a good guy now that I'm kind of seeing you and talking to you.
Nah, I'm not. Trust me.
I know you don't know him, but it's not an act. He can't act. He's just being
a generally hateable guy.
The best and truest thing to know that this is how much I know I'm disliked in this world. So Topa got married, the whole world. Topa got married, what, 3 years ago? And I was one of the people that had to talk. And I'm on my way up there, and a room of 150 people, and only probably about half of them knew me, started booing me, and I got so fucking jazzed up. I would be the greatest wrestler because I love the heel.
I take almost full credit for starting that boo.
Hey, you know what? I don't care who started it because everybody took place. So
show needs a heel, and that's where Kevin comes in. He's probably my best friend, and I hate him.
Nate, you want to talk a little bit about that fundraiser?
Yeah, sure. Pretty sure no one knows me besides Justin. But so about 3 years ago, coming up on 3 years ago, my dad passed away unexpectedly. So since then, we've been trying to keep his name alive. I know you guys toss out fundraisers all the time, so I hate asking people to donate, but this is a really means a lot to me, so I thought I would just throw it out there. So we usually do a bowling tournament, but this year we can't do bowling because of COVID. So we are doing an auction, an online like raffle where we have a ton of prizes, like over $2,000 worth of prizes. And you can buy raffle tickets and put it in the virtual buckets of the prizes that you want to win. And all the money goes to local seniors scholarships.
That's awesome, man. That's really awesome.
How do you do that? How do you donate?
So I have a website that explains it all. Basically, it says how much raffle tickets cost and all the prizes that are out there. And basically, you just email me or Venmo me or PayPal me, and I'll put it in the virtual bucket. And then we'll do a live drawing on October 11th.
And what's the website?
It's really long, so I can send it to you after, but it's...
Yeah, send it to me, and what I'll do is I'll include it in the show notes.
Okay.
So that makes sure everybody that checks out this episode will be able to see it.
Cool.
Until when is are you accepting donations?
Up until October 11th, so we're picking them all October 11th, so you got 3 weeks, basically.
Okay.
Dude, right. You can win stuff. I hardly count that as a donation. That's awesome, and it's for a great cause.
Exactly. So we didn't want to just ask people for money, so we got our family and friends and local businesses really chipped in to help us out, so we got some really cool prizes out there.
And I noticed you were out there, I know with COVID going on, everything was a little different, but you're out there meeting the seniors that you awarded this scholarship to past year, which was really cool. You finally got to meet up with them.
Yeah, exactly. So with COVID, it was really tough to, we didn't have our normal ceremonies that we usually have, but we got a chance to actually meet the seniors from last year, and they were so grateful. So it was cool.
Yeah. So as the only person on this podcast, the regular host on this podcast, who actually went to a college, and a good college, I can respect that a lot.
You went to a poor man's BU.
Nah, that's not true.
He's also, I mean, we all went to college. You're the only one that graduated.
I got an associate's degree.
So in all seriousness, though, Nate, I love when we're doing stuff to support education, to support kids like that. So I'm absolutely so excited that you're on the show, that you can promote it.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
It's pretty awesome.
Yep.
So.
All right, awesome. Justin, do you want to read our promo?
Why is Justin reading the promo?
Yeah, why am I reading the promo? Either you or both of you should read it in tandem, since it was a no contest.
Kevin, ooh, do you want to read you want to read the front half of the promo, and I'll pick up the back half?
No, idiot. We're going to do word to word. That's it.
Okay, you go first.
This
episode.
All right, I'm done with this already.
Oh, come on. That would have been good.
That would have been terrible.
It's just going to take it so long. I got this one, though. All right, our episode. Is brought to you. This episode is brought to you by the Fresh
Pirate
Prince.
There for a second.
This episode is brought to you by the Fresh Prince of Bel Air. When you're thinking of unique and creative ways to take that next jump in life, always remember Trent or Taylor or whatever his name was that proposed to Hillary on live TV while bungee jumping. He didn't make it, but the show went on anyways.
That's not what I wrote.
Yeah, I mean, like, and I can't read. Give me a freaking break.
I know.
No, all right. So
I went
hold
to
on.
A good school. I read in college at Northeastern.
He wrote, he didn't make it, but the show must go on. I didn't like that as much.
It's better than what you said.
Well, maybe, but
You don't get to paraphrase. You're not good at improv. You suck.
Yeah, I have to write down exactly what I want him to say. Otherwise, he just fumbles all over himself like a buffoon. Like a damn pirate. Anyways, you all know by now, tonight... This is our September audience invasion episode, and our biggest fan, Nate, is here. And because he finally won, he gets to choose our topic tonight, and he chose bucket list things. And just like you, we basically have no idea what that means. So, you know, hopefully this goes all right. But Nate, since you are the guest, you did win the audience invasion. I believe Justin called it an extravaganza.
It is.
No.
Nathan, would you not describe this as an extravaganza?
Anything less than an extravaganza is a lie. It's absolutely an extravaganza.
Thank you. Simdog for life.
Oh, boy. We should have vetted this guy to make sure he was going to fit in.
I love him.
You get to decide the order.
All right. So I'm going a little strategic here.
So Toba goes first.
We don't have time for me to go first.
Yeah, that was quite the nightmare. I think there's a definitely clear cut here, so I have to put myself first. There's a clear cut number one, so I'm going to go me, Kevin, because I would love to pick after Kevin's trash picks on the way back. Topa, then Justin.
I hate this guy so much.
Boo, I thought you were a sim dog.
I'm a sim dog, but I'm also a smart sim dog because you're killing it every time, so I gotta put you in the end.
Hey, Nate, there's a little white stuff on the side of your mouth.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry.
All right, well, Nate, this is our least favorite part of the episode, and probably yours, too. This is where Kevin basically ruins the draft.
Yeah, for
with
sure.
Obnoxious
Kevin's rules. Like, you can't pick verbs. So anything that's not a verb on your bucket list is allowed.
I thought this topic was pretty straightforward. You guys, I don't know.
So hold on. I want to be very clear. As soon as Justin told us what you picked, I was fine with it. And I swear to God, I got a question from Topa about this topic every 4 fucking hours. He just kept on being like, I don't get it. What do you mean? What is the
reason I asked so many questions, Nate, is because I wrote down a bunch of stuff and I was like, Kevin is literally going to veto
Nix everything, yeah.
76% of this and I'm going to be screwed. I didn't want to have a repeat of last episode. I'm trying to be more prepared.
Why does my list go in a bucket? I don't get it.
All right, so the rules are pretty simple, straightforward. So we're doing bucket list things. That means you can't just pick a place. You can't just pick Antarctica that you want to go visit.
There's got to be something Texas. To
it. Yeah, like, you know, you got to actually pick something about it that makes it. So it's a thing, something you got to be doing or specifically seeing.
So you can go to the Alamo, right?
Sure, I guess.
But you can't just go to San Antonio.
Yeah, why don't you shut up?
Why don't you shut up?
The second thing is it's got to be a realistic goal. So the thing that I would do tomorrow if I had the chance, I would go to Mars and live there. Goodbye, Mom. Goodbye with my next pick. Fuck you guys. But it's not realistic.
Actually, it is now. We were actually just talking about this today at school that they're selling one-way tickets to Mars in like 2032.
See ya.
Yeah, they're not selling them. They're offering it with people with skills. I don't have bow hunting skills. I don't have nunchuck skills. I don't have those skills.
When you have money, you can jump the list. So we're now asking for donations to send Kevin to Mars in 2032. And we will be asking for the next 36 seasons of With My Next Pick. Because boy, do we want him the hell out of here.
So that's basically it. I don't really have any other rules. I think those two will suffice. So,
all right. Well, you know what that means, Nate. You're on the clock.
So like I said, I think there's a couple, like maybe two, maybe three number one picks, but to me, there's a clear-cut one. I know it's on all of your list. I know it's on my list because this is why I chose the topic. I have a bucket list and I love it. So I'm picking skydiving. I mean, who doesn't want to go skydiving? Even if you're scared to death of it, it's like a goal that you would love to say you did. So I'm going skydiving.
It was on my list.
Been there, done that. It's pretty fun.
It was on my list, so
yeah.
I suppose.
When you said there was a number one pick, I was like, really? I didn't have one. And you're right. Everybody has that on their list. All right. I'm going to take something that I do believe is realistic. I want to commercially fly to space. I think if Lance Bass can do that shit, I could do that. I'd be perfectly fine with that. So give me fly to space. I think that's a pretty cool thing. And obviously I'm going to have a lot of money, but their goal is to only have it be like $250,000. And I can fucking sell my house for that. Sell Topa's house.
I was going to say what house.
All right. Well, with my first pick, I'm going to pick going on an African safari.
Good one.
I think that would be pretty awesome. My sister recently went on a safari and it was dope and the pictures were really cool.
The one that you called dumb the last episode?
No, different sister. Not the dumb one. No one would take her on a safari because she's dumb. But the other one did and it looked awesome. So I would like to go on an African safari.
Where did she go, Topa?
Africa.
I don't need follow-up questions, Nate. Okay.
Sorry.
Topa just doesn't listen. She went to Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
She went to New Jersey. She went to New Jersey Six Flags.
She didn't
Flags.
Even go to the like Disney one. No, she went to New Jersey Six Flags.
All right, so let's go wrap up the first round.
All right. I mean, this one's easy for me. You see pictures of it. It looks incredible. It looks like it's breathtaking. I have seen the Northern Lights as my first round pick. Clear cut.
That's my number two.
Are the
Justin.
Northern Lights Aurora Borealis?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. But
I had that on my list. I didn't spell it right, but yeah.
Just layman's terms so that everybody understands.
Yeah. You probably just took Alexa's vote because she told me that was number one, and I was like,
oh, yeah. I think that's by far number one.
It's just some lights.
And then what if there's multiple of something and you want to like reach them all? Like, that's your bucket list. Like,
what? Are you going to pick like the seven wonders of the world? You're going to try to steal all seven of them in one pick. That's what you're
right.
Try
so
to
I
do.
Think it would be cool to say that I visited all seven continents.
I like it.
Even Antarctica?
That's
Antarctica
okay.
sucks.
That's okay. That's
even
okay.
Like, just to say, like, if Antarctica would be the last one I visited, if I got to all other six, I'd be like, all right, I have to go to fucking Antarctica because I've been to six out of seven continents.
Yeah. That's
so I would touch down, get back on the plane and leave.
Okay. All right. That's not a bad one. All right. Well, with my third pick, I'm staying in Africa. I want to ride a camel near the Great Pyramids in Egypt. I just had pyramids in Egypt, but I wasn't sure if Kevin was going to give me guff. So since I have to be doing something, I'm going to be riding a camel with the Egyptian pyramids, the Great Pyramid.
Give me guff. So this was the most frustrating list I've ever made, Topa, because I like didn't know really where to go with it. And right. like I wrote down, ride a camel near some pyramids or some shit. I don't fucking know anymore. In case this draft went to hell and I didn't get what I wanted.
Well, you're an uncultured swine. So everything I wrote down, I had to think of a way to say it so that Kevin's rules wouldn't affect me. And so that's where I came up with the camel. The camels are relevant, but I do just want to see the pyramids. They're nice. They're awesome. They're old and stuff.
Oh, shut up. Stop talking. So I wrote intercourse of famous.
Excuse me?
So you want to...
Intercourse... I want to bang somebody famous.
He wants to sex a star. Sex a star is how we should put it.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. I said a... Hold on. Shut up. I said a famous. So like, Honey Boo Boo's mom is a famous. Like, that's it.
Even she wouldn't put out for you.
Intercourse of famous.
Bang a famous. All right. That was not on my list.
Oh my god.
Well, also not on my list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I probably already have.
Probably already have. All right, so I got back-to-back?
Yeah, it's like a double tuner.
Jesus. See,
that's a hard one to follow up. You wanted to follow Kevin. This is what happens.
I think it's going to backfire because I don't know how I'm going to follow that up. So my number two was taken with Justin. The Northern Lights was definitely my next one, but I'm going to go with Ride a Hot Air Balloon. I think that's going to be... Yeah,
that shit blows up. No, I'm good.
It's scary for sure, but I mean, that's going to be super cool.
Boo.
And... for my third pick, I'm going to go with something that I've done already, and I'm going to go, I want to dive the Great Barrier Reef. So I'm going to go with...
Oh, that's a good one.
Dive the Great Barrier Reef.
That's a good one. Yeah, I didn't even think about that one.
Where is that?
It's in Australia.
Australia.
Oh, okay.
That's actually pretty sick, yeah.
It was actually like one of the scariest things I've ever done scuba diving. It was very claustrophobic, but it was really cool.
Yeah, and there's great whites all over the place.
Well, don't tell me that.
I mean, you survived. You can know now.
All right.
Yeah, like Australia is like wicked. Like, I think it's great whites and tiger sharks. Like, the two most dangerous sharks are over there. So congratulations, awesome. Idiot.
What you didn't know is that Nate's actually missing a foot.
Yeah. You can only see my torso up, yeah.
All right, so my third pick, I want to... There's one movie franchise, well, there's one that's creeping up very fast, but there's one movie franchise I grew up loving. They've tried to make several movies and they failed, but the originals still stick with me. So I would like to have lunch with somebody from the originals, from the prequels, whether that's Luke, whether that's George Lucas, whether that's Han, I don't care, Chewbacca, but I want to have lunch with somebody from the original Star Wars.
You are not on my list, so this is great.
Yeah, that's a weird pick. Lunch with George Lucas would be so dumb.
Kevin's gotten sick of almost winning or winning, so he's like, I got to go back to my old ways.
All right, with my third pick, I'm going to choose swimming with sharks. You know, they put you in the shark cage.
Oh, yeah. I'm Justin, I don't want to win. This guy wants to die on his bucket list.
You're in a shark cage, idiot. You're not in danger.
Have you not seen Deep Blue Sea?
Yeah, they ate me. A fucking shark ate me. Like, what's wrong with
you? In my defense, I said it before he picked that.
That's a good pick. Suck a dick.
It's a great pick.
Thank you, Nate.
Yes.
Nate, who was just like, don't tell me there were sharks in that water where I dove.
You're in a cage. You're not in danger, dude.
Yeah, if you're in a cage, that's good.
You didn't say cage diving. You said dive with sharks. Swim with sharks
in the cage. Everyone knows what I meant. I didn't mean get eaten by a shark.
I would like to walk the Great Wall of China.
Good one.
The whole thing? That's like 2,000 miles.
That's so boring.
Visit the Great Wall of China. Yeah, but it's a landmark. It's incredible.
Toba, what did you write? Did you write visit or did you write walk?
I literally just wrote Great Wall of China.
Oh, you're so lucky, Justin.
I'm not. I make the poll. I'm not lucky.
Walk Great Wall of China. So the thing about that is it's super long and like it all looks exactly the same, right? Like, how special is it really?
Different views and it's incredible.
I disagree. It's just a big wall. There's a dike in the south end of New Bedford if you want to walk on walls.
I would like to take a Venetian gondola ride with my next pick.
I don't know how to spell Venetian, so I don't know what to do here.
What does Louis C.K. say? Venetian?
People from Phoenix are Phoenicians.
Yeah, just write gondola. Just write gondola.
Gondola. Got it.
I knew he wasn't going to be able to spell that either, so that's why I said it.
You can spell gondola, I think.
Gondola.
Anyway, with my fourth pick, I hated both of those picks, Justin.
That means I'm going to win, because you also hated your team last week.
It's true, and I would have won if Kevin wasn't a cheating whore. With my fourth pick, I'd like to be in a movie or TV show. And that's realistic, because I could be an extra. I mean, ideally, I'd be an extra and they'd be like, holy shit, this guy's a star. And I'd leave you fools in the dirt. But yeah, be an extra. That's fine. Movie or TV show.
Justin, when you get on to this movie, are you killing us and then burying us? You just said, leave us in the dust?
What did I say?
You said, leave us in the dirt. You're killing us.
I'm famous. I'm a movie star now. I don't give a shit what you guys think.
That's okay. I want to drive a sports car really fast, like 150 miles. Like, I want to go on a track. Like, I want a Lamborghini or a Ferrari or something that's just, like, booking it. And I want to go 150, 200. That would be super cool.
I heard they were making, like, a Tokyo Drift experience. You interested in that?
I don't know. Am I just drifting?
I don't know. But you're in really fast cars.
Remember, Justin, those are 10-second cars. Like, that's Topa's sex life. Like, that's what that is.
It's a strong 10 seconds. It's a strong 10 seconds. Go ahead, Nate.
We do 6 total, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm going to go with climb the Eiffel Tower. I think that the Eiffel Tower...
Are you climbing on the outside or...
King Kong?
personal preference. If you want to go on the outside, go for it. But I would like to take the stairs and then the elevator. I think that's iconic. And I think that a lot of people would love to visit France. That's why I'm picking that.
From France. It's not a bad pick. I like it better if you're doing it as King Kong, though.
Oui.
Yeah, that could be an option. And for my... fifth pick, my back-to-back pick, I am going to go with, I say a lot of people want to go to an Olympic event. I think that'd be cool to go to an Olympic event. It's on my list. It's one of the few that I've said that I haven't done yet.
Kevin is a huge fan of the Olympics.
Oh, is it?
He literally, there's nothing better to Kevin than curling. He literally gets his rocks off to it.
It's incredible. If you see him during the Olympics, he doesn't leave the couch. He's glued to his set.
He orders like a week worth of food, sits next to it, and just...
Non-perishables, of course.
Yeah, I guess that's true. All right, give me bungee jumping. I'm surprised it lasted this long.
Yeah,
I wanted it, but I wanted skydiving more. All right, with my fifth pick, I would like to learn how to fly a plane.
That
would be pretty cool. All right, Justin, last two for you.
All right, so... Nate picked climb to the top of the Eiffel Tower. Can I pick drink wine under the Eiffel Tower?
I mean, if you want to steal Nate's pick.
If you want to steal Nate's pick, then
that's cold. Right,
never mind.
You're a sim dog? Come on.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm going to take, I want to spend Christmas in Disney. They do a lot of decorating and the whole parks look different.
Justin, I gotta say, I love that pick if I was a 6-year-old girl.
What happened was he had Emmy ranked his list for him.
You're a grown ass adult.
You have similarities to a 6-year-old girl, but wanting to visit Disney is not one of them.
Can you just give me one similarity that Kevin has with a 6-year-old girl?
Well, his voice. The way he cries like a little diva bitch is usually reminiscent to the 4-year-old I take care of. So the way
spell reminiscent.
No, the way they throw fits for absolutely no reason, both of them kind of do the same thing.
Okay, I just wanted one. You gave me 3. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. See the... I read this as amazing rainforest, but I meant Amazon rainforest. see the Amazon rainforest.
You know, the Amazon rainforest is amazing, so,
it is.
You know.
But it's just a bunch of trees.
No, dude, there's tons of wildlife in there. It's absolutely beautiful. I want to see the Amazon rainforest.
So I'm going to get eaten in a shark cage, but you're okay going with the jaguars and the snakes and shit in the Amazon.
I couldn't say safari. Like, there's Amazon safaris, but
you stole
safari,
my safari idea. And you just moved it to a shittier location.
Nope.
Better location. See, Nate, this is what happens. He just takes all of our good ideas and he steals them.
And he gets all the votes, though.
He's paying for them. We haven't gotten to the bottom of it. We haven't gotten to the bottom of it yet.
I take their mediocre ideas and make them better, is what I do.
Yeah, fair.
He's an idiot. Anyway, with my last pick, what do I want to do? I want to do a lot of stuff. Hold on.
I, blah, blah, blah.
I, Christopher Thomas Topa.
That's not my
pledge,
name.
Pledge to be a fucking loser my whole entire life.
For my entire life. I will never be cool, I promise.
Pledge to allow my wife to keep my testicles in her purse at all times for safety.
Never go out unless she says it's okay previously.
And when she says it's okay, I will just blame her and say she won't. Yeah.
It's not that she doesn't let me, it's that I don't want to. I'm going to pick the Grand Canyon.
Just going to take the whole Grand Canyon?
Going to the Grand Canyon. Yeah, going to the Grand Canyon. You picked going to the rainforest. I'm going to pick going to the Grand Canyon. That wasn't what I wanted because...
What did you want?
The two things that I wanted, I think, are more like I would like them and nobody else would. So I'm trying to win. I haven't won yet, Nate, so I'm going to go with...
Watch a Washington football team game.
I've already been there, dummy.
I want to go to the Super Bowl.
That's what I was going to pick.
No, it sucks for you. Yeah, I want to go to the Super Bowl, so haven't done that yet. Would like to do that.
I'd like to go to the Super Bowl when the R-words finally make it to one.
Why don't you shut up and let Nate pick? Nobody cares about you anymore. You're done picking.
I care.
Nate cares.
Yeah. All right. My last pick is going to be...
Don't mess it up, Nate. A lot of pressure.
I know. See, the thing is, I'm trying to do I pick something that I want to do or that I've done that I think other people want to do?
Nate.
Yeah.
Go with your heart.
The worst thing about having the last pick in the draft is this.
I'm going with surfing. Try surfing. That'd
be cool.
Yeah.
God, you are going to get eaten by so many sharks.
I had surfing on my list. That's a good pick. Anyways, Nate, you had the first pick. You chose skydiving, hot air balloons, diving the Great Barrier Reef, climbing the Eiffel Tower, attending an Olympic event, and surfing.
I mean, I am super happy with that list. I mean, I got some new, I got some old, I got some...
Oh, boy. That's strike three.
That's funny, and people like funny.
Yes, they do. I've heard that before somewhere.
I feel like I got a lot of the ones that I didn't think were going to make it to me in late rounds. I think I got a lot of top picks that people are going to like. I think I have a chance as a guest. I don't know if I'm going to beat that other guy, but I think I got a chance. I got some
life. We thought Ronnie had no chance, and he won. So. Yeah.
That's true.
Ronnie's team was hot trash, and he crushed us, so you're good. Don't worry.
Season 2's been weird. I got 3 wins already.
Yeah, it is weird. I agree. Anyway, Kevin, you had the second pick. You took take a commercial space flight, bang a famous, lunch with someone from Star Wars, drive a sports car really fast, bungee jumping, and going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm banging a famous. I'm good.
Kevin's totally banging Clay Aiken.
All right, I had the third pick.
Jeez.
I picked going on an African safari, Egyptian pyramids, swimming with sharks, being in a movie or a TV show, flying a plane, and going to the Grand Canyon. I like this list. I think it'd be cool. A lot of fun things. It's more realistic than Kevin's list. And lunch with George Lucas would be lame, so don't vote for Kevin because he's an idiot.
Why are you taking shots at me?
Because, Kevin, because of you, I didn't get my first W. Actually, I should have talked shit about Nate's list, too, since it's also technically his fault. But I like his better than yours.
We've talked too much this episode.
You picked the Northern Lights, going to all 7 continents, walking the Great Wall of China, a Venetian gondola ride,
gondola.
Christmas in Disney, and the Amazon rainforest.
Yeah, your last two picks are trash.
You're trash.
Both things that were just ever factual.
Hashtag analysis. That's it. Kevin's trash. Vote for me.
Don't steal my stuff.
Is that all you got? You don't want to defend this?
No, I love my team. All of those things are on my personal bucket list, so I'm really happy with my list. Thank you. Have a nice day.
All right. Well, this poll will be out. Sorry, this episode will be out on Thursday.
Jesus,
I'm never going to learn this. It used to all be on the same day. You guys changed it, made my life harder. This episode will be out on Thursday. The poll will be out on Friday. Don't forget to vote. Check both lists before you vote. Make sure Kevin didn't somehow cheat this week, because
that's true. He's
a habitual line stepper.
But we've already declared that I didn't cheat.
You cheated.
No, I
Justin,
the right poll,
can you read a review, please?
Review.
Yeah, so this episode's review is brought to you by Sergeant Pepper 54. You love to hear that. I love Sergeant Pepper 54. Love this. This is a great concept for and podcast, and what group of guys doesn't talk about this? If they say they don't, they are lying to you. Love it.
That is direct copy paste. I did not mess with that. Justin, did you write this review?
This is great.
No, I'm not Sergeant Pepper 54.
Sergeant Pepper. Anyways, this was a review. Leave us a review.
This was a review.
On the Apple, if you can, if you haven't yet. If you like the show, leave us a review. If you don't like the show, leave us a review. We just won't read that one. Again, this episode will be out on Thursday. Poll will be available on Friday on all of our socials, @withmynextpick on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. for Kevin and Justin.
Hold on, Toba, are we gonna say goodbye to Nate, or are we just gonna? He just doesn't get to talk for the last 7 minutes of the episode.
I think the people will be happier if he doesn't say anything
else. That's probably true.
Nate, thanks for coming on, man.
No problem. Thanks for having me. That was fun.
Yeah, Nate, if you had an honest assessment, where are you finishing on this episode? You finishing first?
I think it's between me and Toba.
Hey,
yeah,
that's because he struck out already. He's trying to brown
Justin. That means you and I are going for first
pretty place. Much. Yeah, that's
it. Whoever that's thinks it. They won usually loses.
Yeah, that's
all
true.
Right, Kevin. Me first, you second. What's up?
Let's get out of here.
All right, this draft's officially in the
I saw it.
Nate, this is the time for you to be quiet. That's it. I gave you an opportunity to talk.
The show one time, and he thinks he runs the place.
I was thanking you guys.
Nate, I gave you a chance. You didn't capitalize on it. That's it.
I'm
you
done.
Lost a chance.
All right.
It's over.
Guys, in all seriousness, before Toba wraps us up, look for the link to Nate's fundraiser for his father's scholarship. We will post that in the group. It'll be in the show notes, so please look forward to that. There will be some prizes on that website for you to donate, buy raffle tickets, and enter them into a virtual silent auction. So that sounds pretty fun. I'll definitely partake.
Thank you.
Pretty cool. All right, Nate. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. It was fun.
All right. Well, this draft's officially in the books for Kevin, Justin, and Nate. I'm Topa. See you next time.
This is with my next pick, in case anybody didn't know that, since Toba didn't announce our name at the end.
I said it at the beginning. If you listen to the whole episode and go, duh, what am I listening to?